I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. A farm bill setback.
On this vote, the yeas are 198, the nays are 213. The bill does not pass.
So now what? The House Farm Bill died in a vote on the floor Friday, 198 to 213, and its future is more uncertain because it all came down to a fight over immigration. The $868 billion bill that subsidizes agriculture and funds food assistance programs was already in trouble with Democrats and moderate Republicans. They criticized harsher work requirements for food stamp recipients, and experts estimate that would amount to more than $20 billion in cuts to the program's benefits and impact more than a million Americans. Conservatives, on the other hand, say those work requirements did not go far enough. But in the end, it was conservatives in the Freedom Caucus of the Republican Party who sunk the bill because they want to vote on an immigration proposal. That proposal by Representative Bob Goodlatte does not include a path to citizenship and imposes stricter immigration checks. Still, House Agriculture Chairman Mike Conaway said the bill will get done. Republican Representative Dennis Ross, meantime, says he thought the farm bill will be back on the House floor this week. The current farm bill, passed in 2014, is set to expire at the end of September. I'm Maura Bennett. Thank you for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.